with SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. Wall Street taking the high road this morning. The benchmarks are in positive territory following the latest dose of encouraging economic news.
The Commerce Department reports retail sales rose a better-than-expected 0.6% in June, almost recovering the 0.9% dip from May. Increases were seen across categories, including clothing and retail, health and personal care, restaurants, online retailers, and automobile and automotive parts dealers. The weak points were electronics, appliance retailers, and department stores, which posted declines. The overall assessment is that U.S. consumers remain confident in the economy. George Williams, Washington.
And the number of Americans filing for unemployment benefits falling to a three-month low. In a razor-thin vote early this morning, the Senate approved President Trump's request to cancel roughly $9 billion in foreign aid and spending on public broadcasting. 51-48 vote, it followed 12 hours of voting on amendments. The bill now is in the House, which, if it's going to, must approve the measure by a deadline tomorrow. Like father, like daughter.
The Justice Department has fired Maureen Comey, a federal prosecutor who worked on the cases against Jeffrey Epstein and Sean Diddy Combs. She's also the daughter of former FBI Director James Comey, who was fired by President Trump during his first term. Three people familiar with the matter told the Associated Press on Wednesday. One of those sources said no specific reason was given for why she was terminated.
Correspondent Marcela Sanchez. The mall in eastern Iraq had just opened recently. Now there's been a deadly fire at that shopping venue. At least 60 people were killed in the fire. Watching Wall Street this morning, the Dow is up 37 points. The Nasdaq ahead 93, and the S&P better by 10 points. This is SRN News. Most Christians give to their church the old-fashioned way.
According to the latest from Lifeway Research, 53% of those who attend worship services regularly do their giving by using the offering plate on Sunday morning. Most put cash, some a check. Only 23% of parishioners do their tithing through the church website, and just 7% use an app. That's probably why the vast majority of pastors still pass the plate at services or provide a box near the door where people can make their donations. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A federal appeals court has upheld a lower court's decision to restrict abortion pill sales in West Virginia. A three-judge panel of the 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals affirmed a 2023 ruling. That's despite federal regulators' approval of the drug as a safe and effective medication. A district judge determined in 2023 that the near-total abortion ban signed by Governor Jim Justice took precedence over approvals from the FDA. No more high fructose corn syrup in one popular American beverage? Could be.
President Trump says that Coca-Cola has agreed to use real cane sugar in its flagship soft drink in the U.S. at his suggestion. The switch from high fructose corn syrup in Coke sold in the United States will put Coca-Cola in line with its practice in other countries, including Mexico. But the Atlanta-based Coca-Cola company didn't confirm the move, saying only it appreciated Trump's enthusiasm, while promising that more details on new offerings within its products would be shared soon. Keith Peters, Washington.
He is certainly no fan of Jerome Powell. However, President Trump says he is highly unlikely to fire the chairman of the Federal Reserve Board. The president has repeatedly criticized Powell for refusing to lower interest rates. More details, SRNNews.com.